You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Michelle Aiken. She is a life coach out of the New York City area, but of course, it's virtual, so you can literally work with Michelle regardless of where you live in the world. She also trains incoming life coaches, so she is the creme de la creme of life coaches, and let's welcome her to the show now. Michelle Aiken, welcome.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. So tell us a little bit about your business, how you got started, what kind of services you provide, and yeah, just to explain a little bit about what you do.
So before I became a coach, I was a video producer, and I started working with a lot of coaches, primarily Marie Forleo, who's a pretty big name in the personal development world and a good friend of mine because I did her videos, and I found that directing her on camera was making me want to get in front of the camera and say stuff. And I just had a lot to say. And so I had only done comedy on YouTube and music. I'm also a singer, but I started a channel where I was giving advice,
right,
which I should say is not what life coaches do, but it's in that personal development realm. So
right,
a life coach found me on YouTube. She was a fan of my comedy. And then she saw that I was doing this advice thing. And she's like, have you ever thought about becoming a coach? And I was actually researching coach training programs at that moment.
No.
I was Googling it. Yes, I was Googling it, and I was perplexed because there are a lot of programs and they all look the same on the internet and they are not the same.
Right.
So I checked out the program she went through with a company called Accomplishment Coaching, and I was totally blown away. I went to an observation. I got to see what the program looks like in person.
Right.
And I was completely blown away by the honesty and the integrity in the room. And I just had no money, but I signed up on the spot and figured it out.
So
because I wanted to have one of those stories where it's like, I didn't have any money. And then I figured it out.
You have one of those stories now. And it certainly seems like everything just kind of fell in place for you. It was like a calling, for lack of
exactly
a better word.
No, it really was. And I always knew video editing wasn't my lifetime thing. So I found coaching and jumped right in and got a lot of clients, and it was terrifying and exciting. And 5.5 years later, I'm a professional certified coach through the International Coach Federation. And I'm actually a program leader in the program that I went through. So I go down to Washington, D.C. Actually, we're starting a new program this weekend, and I train coaches.
Wow.
And leaders in the nation's capital, which is a place where we really need that.
Yeah, I would say the nation's capital is probably a good place to start with the coaching and leadership training. That's a great point.
Exactly.
Now, Michelle, in your private practice, though, what sort of people are you coaching? Are we talking about professionals here?
Well, you know, I coach a lot of individuals who are freelancers or have like wrenched themselves out of a corporate job, or they're just creative people
right,
who want to make a living doing what they love. And so I have artists and musicians and writers and actually video producers as well. So those people tend to find me because of what I did before coaching.
Right. So you would kind of, in a sense, understand where they're coming from, in a sense that, you know, anything creative content-wise, I mean, regardless of what you're going into, whether it be TV, radio, video, editing, film, these are difficult businesses to not only thrive in, but to, you know, spend a lifelong career in.
Absolutely. And I had a little bit of a taste of fame on YouTube years ago with a friend of mine. We got pretty popular, and I stopped making videos more recently, but I got to experience what it's like to have a ton of feedback coming your way and be in the public eye. And it is maddening.
It's nerve-wracking.
People ask me, how did you deal with it? And I was like, I drank a lot, to be quite honest. Like,
yeah,
that's how I dealt with it before I found coaching and therapy and
right,
all this other work I do now, so that I could navigate that in a more conscious way now. And
I mean,
so I end up supporting people around that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I could read people praising me all day, 24 hours a day. But the fact
right
of the matter is, especially in these types of businesses, more times than not, it's usually you're finding the bad comments that you're reading, the critical
exactly,
ones.
And they stick.
Yeah, they totally stick. Now, mm-hmm, when you're coaching these people, I mean, do you try and do you gear them away from kind of looking at some of the feedback? Because, I mean, some feedback is good, but too much feedback can be devastating.
You know, I don't have a say in what they do in that realm.
Right.
I think the main thing to say about coaching is that it's very much a partnership I'm creating with that person, where they're in the driver's seat. So I'm not going to tell them what to do.
Right.
We're going to address where they're at right now and where they want to be. And I'm going to ask them questions that no one else is going to ask them in their life, because why would they? And honestly, I'm going to rock the boat with them.
Do you make them kind of, in a sense, take a step back and look at themselves from like your perspective, for example, and
exactly.
See what they're doing is really what they're supposed to be doing?
When what they want, because people
right.
you don't hear yourself. So sometimes just speaking to another person and hearing yourself out loud is so valuable in and of itself. And then I'm also trained in a very particular way of speaking and listening and being with people and giving them space. And who do you talk to ever who doesn't just wait for their turn to talk?
Absolutely. No, 100%.
That doesn't happen.
No, never.
Yeah.
I can say from experience, it does not happen.
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't. So it's super valuable. And yeah, like I said, I don't tell them what to do, but we together create what they're going to do next.
Well, now, Michelle, do you have any like examples, for exercises that you do to kind of help them get out of or get into whatever it is that they're trying to do?
Exercises. Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of coaches have their package of tools and they're like, they find out where you're at and they're like, I have the tool for you.
Right.
And in accomplishment coaching, there's almost 300 tools that we give out in the course of the year. But what we're really doing is training the person to be the tool and making it so that when you're having a conversation with someone, it's so valuable to them that you could just be talking. You could just be having a back and forth
right.
question, reflection, curiosity, challenge them and not need to put any exercises or tools in the space at all. So it's really about the relationship you're creating with people. So I have a million great tools. A million is hyperbole, obviously, but like I have so many great tools. And with a lot of my clients, I don't even touch them because the conversation we're having is so rich and useful that, it's so in the moment, it's like improv comedy. I don't know what's going to happen before we get on the phone. I don't have a plan. I don't have a script.
Wow.
And we're co-creating it.
Now, Michelle, I got to ask you, how did you get involved in this, first of all? And second of all, how long have you been doing it for?
So it's going on my sixth year. At the beginning of next year, it'll be my sixth year. And yeah, I really like that woman found me on YouTube. That was how I got into it. And it was totally just the personal development bug from all of my video clients who were in this realm. And I jumped right in. I did the thing. I gave my video production practice to my assistant editor. He still has it. He still has all my clients. He's doing very well. And I just said, no, I'm not doing this anymore. And then of course the universe sent me like a ton of clients who were saying, here, take my money. I want to hire you. And I just kept saying no. And I just kept getting coaching clients.
Well,
so it was a big leap.
I'll say it certainly seems like a big leap from, staring at like Final Cut Pro all day to now trying to coach people into doing what they want to do, which really could be anything under the sun.
Exactly.
So I feel like you kind of get a taste of all these different industries just from the clients that you're working with now.
Yeah.
It
sounds really idyllic. And I also want to say that I was completely terrified.
I'm sure.
Absolutely, my entire first year, and sometimes I still am.
It's funny you say that because you're describing some of the same feelings that your clients are feeling in some of their career changes or whatever they're doing. Fear. I mean, we all experience it, and I think you're doing a fantastic job, Michelle. For the record, where can people find your service online? Do you have a Facebook page or website, anything like that?
I have a website.
Okay.
So Michelle with two L's, Akin, A-K-I-N, .NYC.
Michelle Akin, everybody, life coach extraordinaire out of New York City. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we really wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.